Uncle Eddie.
Yeah!
Yeah.
It's you on the phone. Radio.
what's everybody cheering for Uncle Eddie? What about my cheers?
You
what about my intro?
Yes. Ed, you know, get it in there.
Do you want to do your intro, or do you want we to do the intro?
No. No, I don't want anything. Now that you've ruined it, I'm just going to get you Nick, and then I'm not talking to you anymore.
Oh, come on, Doc. What are you doing? You know I love you, Russ. Come on, baby. Ugh.
No, we're done. Hang on. Hold on a minute.
Thanks a lot, guys. You didn't cheer well enough. At least we got Nick Nemecoli in, the number one contender to the TNA World Heavyweight Championship.
All right, Nick, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
There he is, Nick Nemeth. Yes. Round of applause. Okay. And by the way, the greatest doctor that TNA ever had. Doc, I love you.
Too late.
Too late. It's too little, too late, I know. But we have Nick Nemeth on the phone. Nick, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. Nick Nemeth, by the way, like we said before, this Saturday will be at Rebellion, taking on one-third of the system. He is taking on the World Heavyweight Champion Moose. Although you're walking in with a title yourself, so this is not going to be title for title, but it's going to be one hell of a gold rush at Rebellion.
I think so. I mean, we got someone who I'm not afraid to say my opponent is good at his job. I'm not afraid to say that Moose is really coming into his own and becoming something absolutely special as a TNA world champion and someone that TNA, the roster, whether they like him or not, should be proud that he represents them. I am coming in as the IWGP Global Champion, and I just coming off a match with Ishii for New Japan in Chicago that was an absolute blast of one of the hardest-hitting guys that I have ever been in the ring with, and I took him down too. So I look forward to taking down another superstar that is even bigger than me, even stronger than me, even faster than me somehow, but I live for this challenge, and I promise you that match is going to burn that entire place to the ground.
Well, Nick, let me tell you right now, I've been a Nemeth head for years, even before you know, when you had another name, we're not going to go into it. However, I have always been enthralled by everything you've ever done in the ring. I've said you are one of the greatest workers that the business has, but you are now everywhere. I've seen you in countless other companies. I've seen you get titles. You're collecting belts, as they say in the business. Do you think that you're spreading yourself too thin? I mean, literally, you just had Ishii. Ishii is, without question, a beast. All right? He hits harder than he looks. Okay? He is a monster. Yeah. You've just come off that. You are the, you know, you're repping IWGP. You got everything. New Japan, this one, that one, all kinds of stuff. You are the wanted man. But are you spreading yourself too thin, sir?
There is no such thing as that for me at the moment, because somehow, some way, in 19 years of non-stop work, without vacations, without off seasons, without time off, without missing time for an injury, in about 19 years, I was unavailable for two or three different televisions. That is one day of one week in 19 years, three times, and that is it. I live to work. I hate sitting at home. I live to spread myself thin. When I'm laying awake at night, barely sleeping, I'm thinking about some other thing that I can accomplish and another job I can have. Mm-hmm. And not just being on SiriusXM Radio and Busted Open on Fridays, 9 a.m. till noon.
Yep. Give it up, Dave LaGreca, friend of the show.
Yep. LaGreca is an absolute killer, and he makes it so easy and fun. And for someone who famously doesn't watch wrestling, to be able to be a part of that and have an outsider opinion that actually validates a lot of things that are happening, and really has that experience while being in the midst of things right now. I live for it. I don't spread myself too thin. I don't want a vacation. I want to live in this moment. It could be 6 more months. It could be 15 more years where I'm at the peak of my game, the healthiest I've ever been, and the strongest and smartest I've ever been. And I will deliver every time until I can't. And even when I can't, I'll be fighting myself, going, this is the last one. How do you make it even better?
Now, this, by the way, Rebellion and all the press and everything else, you're going to be, we're going to hear from you tomorrow night on Access TV, Impact, live, 8 o'clock. Check your local listings wherever you are. I watch it on Access TV. I watch it here in New York. I got the stuff. I got the, you know, I steal cable. But that's not the point. We get it. We watch it. We watch. We learn. We get ready for the pay-per-view. We're all excited. You are going out to be in this place. You're going over to friggin' Vegas. Vegas got the heat. You're going to be in the Palms. Do you have any? Is there going to be a celebration when you walk out with the TNA World Heavyweight Champion, when you have two belts, and you're walking out, like I said, you're a belt collector, are you going to party in Vegas, the likes of which we've never seen?
You better believe that I'll have Spandex Nation playing live in the streets, mopping
nice.
Covers while the imposter follows me down to Fremont Street as we make our way to Circa and put a bet on the Browns to win the Super Bowl, because clearly anything can happen in this town.
Hey, it could happen. We were just talking about it. It could happen. Sports is a big deal now. Everyone's placing their bets. You're in the place where it's legalized. It's the Sin City. It's wonderful. John, talk to Nick Nemeth. What do you got for me? Anything for the most wanted man who's going to be going after Moose this Saturday on pay-per-view?
Awesome. Pleasure talking to you now, Nick. So, G1 Climax. They already announced the schedule. Are we going to see you take it to the promised land so we can see you next year in Wrestle Kingdom? What are the plans?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I have a feeling you're gonna blow the blocks there. So I'm excited to know where. What?
I love that I don't know, and I love that I've been I have an excellent relationship with New Japan right now. They trusted me to hold the global championship. I have a match coming up with Tanahashi that I've been looking forward to for years.
Nice.
And I thought would never happen, and this is going to happen, and it's going to truly be a test against a Japanese legend like Tanahashi and the president.
And the boss,
Steph put in the ring with him. I hope I hold this title for another year or two, and I get to show up anywhere and everywhere New Japan asks me to, because I love being an ambassador to the sport and to TNA in New Japan.
Now, see, I just envisioned, John, ride with me for a second, Nick Nemeth, he wins the TNA World Heavyweight title. He holds it all the way through till we get to Wrestle Kingdom, coming down the aisle, representing not only New Japan, but the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. In the main event,
and he will be the first actual from another promotion coming into winning the G1 Climax.
Yes, there have been Gaijins before him, but there have never been somebody from another company really coming in and being the number one guy. Wrestle Kingdom, that's like the biggest show you can think of. I mean, Wrestle Kingdom is pretty damn huge. Tokyo Dome, it's a monstrous affair. Nick Nemeth. If you had the main event, somebody put a gun to your head, and you had the main event, who do you want to take on at Wrestle Kingdom, defending the, of course, TNA World Heavyweight title as well? I see you doing that, too, holding that title on up for grabs as well. Who would you take on?
I don't know. I don't know if any of that can ever happen.
I know. Legally, no. But what the hell? It's fantasy.
The first and foremost thing that popped in my head, if we're just doing fantasy booking, I would love to be in the ring with Josh Alexander at some point. I would love to be in the ring with Daniel Bryan again.
Of course.
I would love to be in the ring with Moxley again. I would love to be in the ring with Ospreay for the first time ever that we've never touched. Kenny Omega.
Oh my
These
God.
Are people that I thought I would ever see in a ring, and now I have this option to do so in the next few years, and I want it to be special. I want the story to be right. I don't just want it to be thrown together. I don't know it'll happen in this situation, but I'm telling you right now, if it comes up or if there's a possibility, if there's a 1% chance, I will make any and everything happen because I live for this, and I don't want to go to sleep, and I don't want to take a day off, and I want to show everybody in the world how good I am at this.
So let me tell you right now, the road starts Saturday live on pay-per-view, because here's the plan. We all just went over it. Nick Nemeth takes on Moose for the TNA World Heavyweight title. It will be a rebellion this Saturday, live from Vegas, baby. He wins the title. Let's just put it that way. That's where it starts, though. If you're not going to be tuning in, you're going to miss the breaking point, the starting line of where this saga takes us through. Because think about it. All those dream matches. And think about it, he's the TNA World Heavyweight Champion the whole time. Think about it. All the dream matches that could be for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship, when this man, the most wanted, Nick Nemeth, has that belt, John.
So, back a little bit going back, AEW. I know your brother is part of the promotion. When will we see Mr. Nemeth show? Could it be Forbidden Door? Forbidden Door is coming soon.
Well, he's got his dance card full with TNA right now. Now you want him?
This
you,
is Forbidden
first
Door.
Off,
this
you
is
have him in
door.
TNA. Now you got him in New Japan. Now you got him knocking on the Forbidden Door.
It's the when he mentioned Daniel Bryan, he mentioned Will Ospreay.
Of course,
these are matches. These are two. He's an athlete, a complete athlete.
Oh, please.
You got the American Dragon.
The man wants to work.
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And you know these are this is when he said that when he mentioned Will Ospreay, I was like, wow. That didn't come in my head, but then I thought about it. Yes, that's a possibility.
There are a ton of guys that could be dream matches for Nick Nemeth. I mean, let's be honest. Right now, flashing across the screen, I got like a ton of things going on. We're flipping through the thing. I passed the channel, and Adam Copeland is another name floating around that could be a dream match. I mean, I know you fought him before. It's happened before, but never on such a grander scale. I mean, think about like all the stuff that can happen. And the key jumping off point is this Saturday when he takes on Moose. Everything else builds from that at Rebellion. Because think about it. Even if something, God forbid, and the system acts like a bunch of punk asses and they come out and they try to take out Nick Nemeth. And he doesn't win the TNA World Heavyweight title. Right? Let's just say, God forbid, something happens. They cheat to win and they win.
I feel sorry for them.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. The road, this guy is nonstop. Nick Nemeth is nonstop. Do you think he's going to stop there? I mean, this leads into so many other waters out there. Anything is possible. Nick, what do you think is going to be the greatest night ever? Do you think it's going to be when you win the TNA World Heavyweight title? Or do you think it's when you hold that TNA title above all the other, you know, people that you've beaten throughout your career?
Well, I'm someone who doesn't, I know I'm fighting for the title, but I'm someone who doesn't go, oh, I'm the champion of this, or I had this title, or I had these 20 titles in the past, so clearly I'm good, or this is a special moment in my life. What it comes down to me is, this is something that I lived in a world for 19 consecutive years.
Absolutely.
And now I'm out of that world. And I'm letting everyone know, I go, I want to see if I can go. I want to test myself. I want to step foot in the ring with someone I've never seen before. I may not know their name. I may not know what they've done or even seen any footage of them. And see if I can go toe-to-toe with not just the best in one company or two companies or three. Everyone all over the world. My schedule is so full. I don't have a weekend off because I don't want to have one off. But I'm bouncing. I'm going to Ireland. I'm going to England. I'm going to Mexico. I'm going back to Japan. Everything I do is to just every week give no excuses to anyone. Like, why can't we say this guy's the best wrestler in the world? Because I didn't do independence with Daniel Bryan. I'm fantastic at my job, but also I can talk and be a good PR leader, not just behind the scenes for Daniel Bryan.
Sure.
So I feel like I don't care about what people's opinions are, but I just want everyone to know, like, if you're at the top of your game for 15 consecutive years, and still going, and still challenging yourself, and going above and beyond, why can't I be one of the greatest of all time?
I think you are one of the greatest of all time. I think watching you in the ring, I know this for a fact. Now, let me point this out, that you brought up something that me and John have a vested interest in. You said Japan. You said this. You said that. All these places that you're going to be. The one place I want you to be is Albany, New York.
Exactly.
On May 3rd. All right, because that's when TNA will be there for Under Siege. And also, two morons from this show, me and John.
We're taking that two-hour drive.
We're 2 hour plus drive to Albany, because I want to see TNA wrestling up close. I want to be front row center at the Albany Armory. I want to be this close to the ring. I want to see Nick Nemeth, I hope, I'm praying to God, as the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. But I also want to know, you're going to be there, right? We're going to see you in Albany.
And Under Siege.
At Under Siege. Plus, also the next night, by the way, they're going to do Impact tapings. So let me tell you right now, go to TNAWrestling.com. Get your tickets now. Because we're going to be there, so your ass should be there. I want to know if I'm going to see Nick Nemeth there. That's what I'm saying.
There is, of the next 8 or 9 tapings and shows and events of TNA, I am at 7 or 8 of it.
Nice.
Yes. 9. Because of previous And that's only because of 6 months ago I agreed to other shows and different things like that. But I told TNA I'm in it. I'm not signing a long-term deal, but I will constantly be here for the long term. But I just need to be able to do my own thing on the side as well. So every once in a while, I won't be there, and because and it's not because I'm sitting at home. It's not because I'm in Hawaii sipping on Mai Tais. It's because I'm fighting in a different company or a different country or anywhere around the world to just to bring a little bit of prestige more back to TNA and hopefully get one more eyeball on our show, because I really believe in the product. I really believe in that locker room. And I really believe when you see Rebellion on Saturday night, especially if you get a chance to see it in person, you're going to see some of the greatest up-and-comers, some of the greatest people you that have been doing at the top of their game for 10 or 15 years that you didn't even know about. There's huge jack dudes like Hammerstone. He's fighting Josh Alexander. And everybody that you can think of in the TNA locker room all going to outdo each other. And we're going to do it all the way up the card until that main. And that main event with the title on the line, we are pulling out all the stops. Anything I can do to make that happen and make myself the person who puts TNA on his back, you better believe I'm going to do it.
Yeah, he's been called the show off. He's been called the show stealer. He is the most wanted. I call him the workhorse of this business, because this man will not take a day off. He will bust his ass no matter what day of the week. Twice on Sunday, this man is wrestling somewhere. Hopefully, it will be in TNA as the TNA World Heavyweight Champion as of Saturday night when he steps in the ring this Saturday at Rebellion, live on pay-per-view, when he takes on Moose, one-third of the system in TNA. John, final thoughts. We got to get rid of Mr. Nemeth. Has shit to do because he's got to get ready. He's got time. He's got press tomorrow. He's going to be on Impact tomorrow. He's got a whole bunch of stuff because he's going to be the man that carries TNA to the next level very, very soon, John. So you got
the only thing
for
I can say is
real fast,
Mr. Nemeth, is I got to give him flowers. 19 years.
Yeah.
And he's doing it like it's day one.
Exactly. Well, no, he's better than day one. Day one, he was a little shifty. Day one, it was a little shaky. Day one, 19 years in this business, you're not going to find a better in-ring performer, and I will say that to Nick's face. He is without question, not only just a workhorse, he is without question one of the best in-ring performers out there. He can put over a broomstick, as the old saying. He can have a match with nothing. He can fight the Invisible Man. It would still be a 5-star match. That's what you get with Nick Nemeth.
First and foremost,
yeah.
Rip Rogers, when he was training us, did have us wrestle the Invisible Man just so we could be prepared for that down
wow.
the line. And for the record, I have wrestled a broom, and it was a hell of a match. It stole the show, and the broom won.
Exactly.
There you go.
The broom got the 1-2-3, but that was early in your career, sir. It was early, but he still put over the broom.
That's
he
the
still put over the
part,
broom.
Important part of training.
As they tell you, he made the broom look strong. He made the broom look strong.
But overall, he deserves his flowers, and I congratulate you and wish you good luck this weekend.
All right, he might have lost to the broom, but he kicked the shit out of a mop once. I seen it. It was violent.
Yeah. I'm just carrying that mop over my shoulder, just like when I get to the ring in Rebellion. I'm going to throw a moose over my shoulder and dump him on his ass, and then hopefully we walk out of there and celebrate the great all night long.
You can hear him on SiriusXM. He's on Busted Open. He is also on TNA Wrestling. For more information, go to TNAWrestling.com. You can see him on Access TV.
Hope he comes to New York.
And like I said before, he will be on Rebellion this Saturday as he whoops Moose's ass. Congratulations, Nick.
Very cool.
Nick, when you win the title, come back on the show, all right, buddy?
I look forward to it. I'll be praying through the streets for a few days, but after that, you come find me. You paid me. You paid.
All right, we hope to see you in Albany, man. I hope to see you in Albany. I'm just saying that. I'm gonna wish it into existence. Ladies and gentlemen, the most wanted, Nick Nemeth, ladies and gentlemen. Round of applause. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
TNAWrestling.com for further details. The pay-per-view, like I said before, is called Rebellion. He will be taking on Moose, the man who has called this show numerous times.
Yeah.
The man that John's going to get his ass kicked from.
That's right.
Hopefully in Albany,
I think I have an ally. I'm going to have to get an ally kiss Nemeth ass.
Well, think about it. If Nemeth beats Moose, Moose is not going to be happy when we get to Albany. That's what I'm saying. So between John and he lost the title, that's an ass whooping, and I'm going to be front row center.